Romanesco did not appear in court today in Appleton, but her lawyer submitted a letter from her saying she now believes the district's decision to fire her was legal. She says she filed the discrimination case because she disagrees with church doctrine that bans IVF pregnancy as immoral. But she says now she's been reassured that the doctrine is not a condemnation of her children, only of the procedure. Her lawyer, Michael Starkey, says Romanesco decided it was time to move on with her life. Romanesco has a new teaching job and will not be teaching in the Xavier school system. Attorney Greg Gill represented Xavier. He says the settlement won't set any precedents concerning pregnancy-related employment discrimination. He says the church doctrine issue was the way Romanesco got pregnant.
Specifically, the fact that she got pregnant by IVF. That was the legal issue, and that was the bone of contention. The whole mystery of it and the glory of a birth as opposed to how you go about it are two distinct things.
Both the school district and Romanesco said through their lawyers they hope the settlement will bring the community together. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.